This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged. Emma, Dave and Aisling here. How are we all?
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Hi.
Good morning, Emma.
Good. Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning, Aisling.
Morning, Dave, you idiot.
She has been very mean to me on the show the last couple of days. I feel like you need to speak to her about it.
Who?
Aisling. Sorry, you are Aisling.
Yeah.
Aisling, you've been very mean to me on the show the last couple of days.
I don't think I have.
And I feel like I need to talk to you about it.
It's because I love you, Dave.
It's because you love me that you're mean to me?
Yeah, treat mean, keep him keen. Isn't that the saying? Forget my boyfriend, Alex. And
I can't imagine Aisling ever saying treat them mean, keep them keen.
Neither can I. It's
really?
I wonder, would Callum ever say that?
I don't know. I feel like it's weird. You'd miss him, wouldn't you?
Callum doesn't seem to be that kind of person.
R.I.P.
I wonder, like, if Callum was here, he could tell us about his trip to see Taylor Swift soon. But
he's
not
there. No. So let's talk about what it's like to be a singer. And Aisling, could we hear a song, actually?
Yeah, absolutely. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, God, no. No, it's too early for that.
Love man, it's the season of the sticks and
yeah,
I love my cat and my boyfriend Alex. Yeah, he's American.
And what's it like being a vegetarian?
Yeah,
I actually love eating corn pieces. I bought some corn vegetarian steaks the other day from the supermarket.
Mm-hmm. I saw on your Instagram story yesterday that you were talking about. I feel like Aisling is actually your one... from Gavin and Stacey, who pretends to be a vegetarian.
Yeah, Pam.
Pam, because she was like, I had a sausage sandwich, and then she went, vegetarian sausage.
Oh, yeah, no, I had to clarify that it was veggie sausages just because I didn't want my followers to think that I've slipped into my old way.
Tell us this, Aisling, bare all honesty.
Yeah.
Are you really a vegetarian?
No, I have a burger every Saturday.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah,
shocking!
Yeah. What else could we ask, Aisling? She seems to be in a truth.
You actually like your boyfriend, Alex?
Oh, no, I do. I love him. He's so American and he brings me cats.
Callum, sit down.
We're asking
truths about Aisling.
We were talking to Aisling there while you were gone.
Aisling's in a very truthful mood. Yeah. Aisling, answer me this. How many times an hour in this studio do you have a little fart?
17.
17.
Yeah.
And I smell them all because I just love
the smell. Stinky one.
Let's go. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
This is Spins Fully Charged.
Hello, welcome. It's Thursday.
Thank God for that. Week is flying in.
Looking good out there.
Yeah, not bad.
That's going to be the best one, I think. Thinks it's to be the highest temps.
Today?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh,
I was out in the garden for the first time since, I think, May, sunbathing last night. It was not last night, but for the day, yes, it was class.
Day waits till the moon for the
winter. Yeah. Moon bathing. It's class.
How was it? You have lovely little, what would you say? You can lie down on the, what are they called, sun lounger?
Yeah, sun lounger, yeah.
Oh, that's like your landlord. I wouldn't mind one of them. We're out there with blankets.
I bought that myself.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Where'd you get them?
You're getting little for like 60 quid or
good
something
ones.
Like that. Yeah, decent ones, yeah.
I have one that has
like a sun visor as well.
Oh, lovely.
So it comes from behind, so if I want to like text or something, I just pour the thing over. Yeah, it's
That's clever.
It's really, really cool, actually.
That was a 60 quid one?
That was a 60 quid one, yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it's still there, but it was middle aisle, baby.
I have to wait for it to come to the middle aisle.
Yeah, I know.
I want to go into Lidl now and buy that exact sun lounger.
Yeah.
But also fat chance of getting a sun lounger this week anywhere.
That's true, actually. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure like they're pretty probably still around somewhere. Do you know what I mean?
I'm sure somewhere.
Like, you can get like Woody's and things like that.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean, but they're very handy.
Oh, they're lovely.
They're
my nap right there now.
You feel very bougie though.
Oh yeah,
sitting out there like
and popping up the legs.
Popping up the legs to read or
as
whatever.
In just like when you pop back and the legs go up.
That's lovely. Yeah. Oh, I was in the garden yesterday, as I said, on a blanket, then trying to read my book. I was on like literally just a straight chair for the garden furniture. Grand, not complaining, lovely. But then I was conscious that my neighbour was out doing his garden.
Yeah.
So I was kind of shook because I just was in my bra.
Yeah.
A bit of sun.
No, I'm the same.
So I was shimmying the chair back against the wall so I couldn't be seen. You know that kind of way?
Yes.
Just as far back as possible. But it was kind of weird because I don't think he knew I was there. And he was chatting away on the other side of the wall. It was just.
Oh, I've seen. Because your wall is quite small as well,
isn't
it?
So I went up to the highest part of the wall up the back and
he just
was hiding behind there.
No.
Then you feel like a bit of a creep even though you're just in your own garden.
I was creeping on him then.
Yeah.
Anyway, you need to get a sun lounger.
Yeah, you should. It's class.
I wanna wake up.
Taylor Swift and Post Malone and Fortnite, you're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Hope all is well.
Good morning.
Morning.
Dave, I think you are a multi-talented guy.
Oh, thank you. This is a great start to a morning.
You're doing very well, obviously, in your radio career, but I do think you could, if you wanted to, broaden your horizons and delve more into the exercise side of your life.
Okay.
You did tell us on the show the other day that you were sitting at home feeling like a piece of poo watching the Olympics and you went for a 6-minute run.
Yes. Yep. Stopped 3 times.
Yeah.
Still proud of it.
The classic Olympic distance.
Yes. I think that is a really good starting point and we could have you set for the Olympics in 2028.
Okay.
Here's why.
Okay.
I discovered last night Daniel Whiffen's training regime. If you don't know, he won the, what was the race it was? It was the
800 meter freestyle.
Or was it 800 meters?
Yeah, it was really long. Yeah.
He got a gold for Ireland the other day and his training regime has been released. Okay. Some of this now might not be of interest to you, but there's a bit of crack along the day as well.
Okay.
So we had early start, you're up anyway. 5:45, he has his breakfast. Then there's dry land work, then he does an 8-kilometre swim. You'd like a bit of swimming yourself.
8-kilometre swim.
Yeah.
My God.
OMG.
2 hours that takes between 7 and 9. Then he does some gym work, then he goes for a nice nap.
That's the first thing you've said. You're right, I am an Olympian.
Starting to see where Dave comes into this.
Then, 12:30, he takes an hour long PlayStation break.
Oh, cool.
No way.
Isn't that cool? He's obviously a young fella still in college. He does his lectures then for 2 hours in the afternoon. Back on dry land work. Another 8-kilometer swim.
What does dry land work
mean?
I guess it just means exercise out of the pool.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Where you lie on the ground and just kick your leg.
But it got me looking into not only the regimes, but the appetites, not the appetites, the diets of other Olympians that have done incredibly well in the past. For example, this is where I think we could get you, right?
Okay.
Usain Bolt, he fueled his Olympic appetite with 1,000 McDonald's chicken nuggets.
I was waiting for it. I was really hoping he was going to say that.
Back in his heyday, 2008, apparently the canteen in the Olympic Village was looking a bit too healthy. So we sussed out local McDonald's and would scoff into McNuggets before any of his races.
Why is that? And how did that work?
I don't know. I know they have to carb load so intensely.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's the way he wants to do it, with something tasty rather than all of your salmon.
Protein as well, but I feel like after 100 nuggets you'd be getting a little bit fed up.
I have 6 and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, fair. Michael Phelps, one of the greatest athletes ever, he was told he was supposed to eat between 8 and 10,000 calories a day.
I used to watch YouTube challenges of things like that. People I eat 10,000 calories in a day, or I eat 20,000 calories in a day. It's crazy.
Yeah. That's my dream.
I'd never
give up.
You're having 2 pizzas for breakfast. Yeah. It's mad.
Okay, that's good.
I'll tell you what he had, right? So for breakfast he had, again, tell me now if this is a bit of you. He had 3 fried egg sandwiches.
Yeah.
What?
With cheese, tomatoes, lettuce, fried onions, mayonnaise, followed by 3 chocolate chip pancakes.
Class.
Lovely.
All for breakfast.
Oh, that was just all for lunch, sorry. After sandwiches and pancakes, then he went for a 5-egg omelette, 3 sugar-coated slices of French toast. Oh my God. 2 cups of coffee to wash everything down, and then he'd go back and have a load of pasta, a 1/2 gram of pasta, 2 large ham and cheese sambos. I have one of them a week and I put on 1/2 stone. And for dinner, he'd add another pound of pasta. He's shoving on the carbonara sauce, a large pizza, and a load of energy drinks.
See that? I love crap food, but I'm not a big eater at the same time.
I know
time.
What you mean. You like your bits of crap food, but you don't want to.
Yeah, I don't eat as much as most people eat. You know what I mean? I just don't I don't enjoy eating.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I do.
So, most people do enjoy eating. I don't enjoy it. It's kind of just, I do it to survive. That's why I eat crap food, is because.
Yeah. You're I might as well make it fun.
Exactly. I knew a lad who didn't like eating either, but he kind of was just like, spuds and a piece of meat.
That'll do me just fine. They're saying the average athlete might sit down for dinner and inhale a pound of pasta, a dozen eggs, an entire cheese pizza.
A dozen eggs?
Yeah. And, wait for it, a pint of Ben and Jerry's cheesecake brownie ice cream. Doesn't sound too bad.
Where
to me.
Do they have the time?
And they all look ripped. It's amazing. You're listening to Spin. You'll get this thing that keeps
me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I need to tell you about my afternoon yesterday. I took on one of my epic challenges.
When she says that, she means she set it herself for no reason.
Yeah.
Something nobody else would do. I feel like I knew when I posted it on my Instagram that like the two of you would probably roll your eyes because it's the most Aisling Bonner stupid challenge ever.
I don't mind telling you that when I saw the first story, it said, right, this is me glued for the afternoon. Let's see how she gets on.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's interesting. I did the opposite. Okay. I was like, oh gosh, she's going to post so many stories today.
So,
tap.
One of my favourite things to do is to head off on a journey on foot, always walking, and to leave a lot later than Google Maps says it'll take me and see if I can make back the time on Google Maps.
So you're sweating and running and jumping and skipping and...
I think I walk fast enough that on average I can burn off like 6 to 7 minutes off, say, a 30-minute walk.
You do walk fast.
And in fairness, Google Maps always gives you kind of like the most... I even feel like that sometimes. Maybe not by 6 minutes, but you're like, oh, it's kind of moving
Maps
along with me.
Maybe for like very, very old.
Maybe it's just the average.
It's the average, yeah. It gives you a bit of leeway. Yesterday, I took on my greatest Google Maps challenge yet. I decided that I could do a 2-hour, 5-minute walk in 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
Why would you be walking to anywhere that far away in the first place?
That's a fantastic question. We'll not answer immediately. Yesterday was a beautiful day and I was faced with an option. Either sit in the sun for 1 hour and then sit on the Lewis for 30 minutes, or be out in the sun for 1.5 hours while walking. And I chose the second option, okay? Where I was going was a hospital appointment in the Beacon in Sandyford, and where I was travelling from was town.
Okay.
That journey, like basically Grafton Street, that journey said 2 hours, 5 minutes on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I left at 1 o'clock for a 2:30 appointment.
What?
So there and then
that just sounds...
I was 35 minutes late.
It was so hot yesterday that getting up from the back garden to get a glass of water and I was sweating. Why do you do this to yourself?
Do you know what? When you're moving and there was a breeze, it wasn't too bad. I had the armpits free. I had a sleeveless strap on.
Okay.
I had the legs free. I was in a dress. It was all good. Until I realised that the entire journey was uphill.
Oh no!
I've actually ran a few times out to the south side and gone never again because it's a relentless uphill struggle.
Okay.
From Ranelagh all the way into Clonskee, from Clonskee out to Sandyford.
It's very gradual though.
It is, but it's relentless.
It's constant, but it's very, very tiny.
The other kind of failure on my part was that I was wearing a pair of Adidas Gazelle Bolts, which are basically like a platform runner.
She gave out to me for running an Air Force One.
Yeah.
When I say I had shin splints on my arrival.
As soon as you described your outfit you're wearing on the walk, I said, she's smarter than wearing her Gazelles on this trek.
Yeah, did you think? Yeah.
I did. I thought, what's she doing?
I know. I was like, well, I'd be like one of those office ladies who wears her fancy dress and her gammy shoes. But no, I stuck to the fit. So I did kind of updates along the way. Had to throw some water on myself a few times, getting intense. Listen to some music, listen to some podcasts. All in all, it was good. I was under pressure. But then in the last 30 minutes, I was like, I got this. I was like, Mona McSherry. I know I'm going to make
this. A lot of similarities between you and Mona McSherry.
Indeed. Some people saying I look like
that.
Yeah. So, left at 1 o'clock. Appointment was at 2:30. What time do you think I made it? And I did break a sweat, but I didn't break into a light jog, as I sometimes have to do.
Okay, so... And it was a 2-hour journey.
20 past.
I'm going to say 27 minutes past. I'm going to say you cut it quite fine.
I made it at 20 past.
Hey!
I turned 2 hours, 5 into 1.
Look at you.
And I did 19,000 steps.
That's insane.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
You're something else.
Guys, I can't be stopped. This is bad news for me. I should have failed. I'm only going to get worse.
And tell me this, Lewis home then?
Oh, God, yeah. Lewis home. Hell yeah.
Lewis, how are you? Fair play, girl. It took a while, but that is now... I knew it was going to happen because it's such a bit of her. That is now the soundtrack to my house because my housemate's suddenly obsessed with it.
No, but it's so good,
it's
like.
So
you could have a lot worse.
Yeah, yeah.
But when Emer gets a song into her head, I've heard this before.
Yeah.
She plays it relentlessly.
She plays it all around the house and the Alexa. She plays it in the shower. It's just constantly... And she still doesn't know the words. You and me belong together. And then she goes... Nah, nah. And I'm like cold ice tea.
And warm weather.
I was just looking him up there. His name is Mark Gregory Dambaragian.
Wow.
Which is where the amber comes from. Dambaragian.
Oh, very cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he's like, Armenian American.
Should have went for the amber. Damba.
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 Spins, fully
Recharged.
Good morning. So the Oscars are seeking a new host for the 2025 97th Annual Academy Awards.
Oh, nearly at the 100th.
Yeah. I always think like that. I'm always like, I wonder what they're going to do for the 100th.
I was like, I hope I live to the 100th. Save it in like 3 years.
Yeah, I think you have a good chance.
Yeah.
You might still be sitting in that chair. You never
probably,
know.
Probably, yeah.
But after four hosting gigs, Jimmy Kimmel has informed the Academy that he won't be returning for the 2025 show. And John Mulaney has said no as well, which is kind of annoying because he's like my favourite comedian. I think he'd be very, very good at it.
Can I ask a very quick question? Sorry. Did Ricky Gervais do Oscars?
No, he did the Golden Globes.
Yeah. Never mind. Cool.
Yeah, so they're looking for a new host for the Oscars. I wonder, is this going to be like Dublin's Next Radio Star? I wonder, can you audition?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Go to Dundrum and you know, audition.
But, Jimmy's there waiting for you.
Yeah, chat to the pros.
Someone described Jimmy Kimmel as the perfect host for a few reasons. Reliable, familiar, always great, Disney approved, and a nice balance of goodwill in the room with singers for the home audience. So he was, in a way, quite safe, but still funny.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Whereas Ricky, obviously, would not be safe for the Oscars.
Not at all, no. So
he would offend people.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. The CEO of the Academy said, whoever hosts the show moving forward, we want to continue with this tone of celebration, respect, humour, and a great love of movies. We have some great options. So they don't want Ricky Gervais.
No.
Like, at all.
When you say Disney approved, you just mean someone like easy peasy, lemon breezy.
Yeah, someone kind of, someone nice,
yeah.
Someone cool, someone can slag you, but like, it's all fun.
And it's a bit of a knock-knock joke.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So I would like to put myself forward for this role.
Come on.
Because I can be Jimmy Kimmel-esque. I know I could be Ricky Gervais-esque too, but if I kind of turn that off and go towards the Jimmy Kimmel.
You can be a nice guy?
I think I could be.
Wow.
Nice enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, nice enough to the point where it's like, I'm just joking.
But not so nice that I'm not funny.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So I have done my own audition, right? So
excellent.
It's a 60-second audition for the Academy for you to just enjoy and hopefully pick me. It's obviously, you know, modelled off previous hosting or hosts.
Yep.
So it's going to be cringe as hell.
Awesome. Brilliant. Okay.
So here is my audition to be the 97th Academy Awards host. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the 97th Academy Awards live from the Dolby Theatre right here in Los Angeles. This year, it'll be hosted by me because, well, everyone else who auditioned sucked more than Jared Leto and Morbius. That's a funny joke because it's a movie about a vampire.
Yeah, I get it.
But I'll forgive you for not knowing that because no one saw it. Apart from me. And that movie made me want to travel to the world where A Quiet Place is filmed and scream, when will it end? Funny enough, I see Sabrina Carpenter over there currently texting that exact thing to her publicist about Barry. When will it end? I think Sabrina likes Barry about as much as Cillian Murphy likes being asked about chicken fillet rolls on the red carpet. Sorry, Barry. Talk about a salt burn. Speaking of Cillian, I think he needs to start doing easier movies. Say, for example, the Lindsay Lohan movie, An Irish Wish. He would have been perfect for that. He's Irish, he's handsome, and he already knows how to bomb because of Oppenheimer.
Bomb.
Yeah. I think Cillian should be in the next Planet of the Apes, personally, and we'll call it the People's Republic of the Planet of the Apes. We're going to have fun tonight. How do I know? Because we won't be watching Mean Girls the Musical. Let's start the Oscars. That's my audition.
Excellent movie reference.
So just kind of, you know, easy breezy, little bit of slagging.
Yeah, that's nice. Nobody's
little bit of cringe.
Nobody's getting too offended.
As the Irish host, you're kind of having a nice dig at the Irish, who you know will be able to take the banter
exactly.
as well. Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, Ashling and I would also like to put ourselves forward.
Absolutely,
please.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear your audition.
So we're both going to audition in a sec here on the show, so stick around.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Posters too sweet. You're listening to Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin.
Good morning.
Hey.
We were just talking about the Oscars and how they are looking for a new host because Jimmy Kimmel is basically saying he doesn't want to do it anymore. He's done it four times and he's out. He's finished. So I put forward myself and now Emma and Ashley are going to do the exact same. We're going to audition to be the new host of the Oscars for 2025. Yeah. Emma, over to you. You famously don't watch movies.
No.
And
I think I've watched like 10 in my life.
And wouldn't know actors if they walk past you in the street, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, we discussed that with Robert Downey Jr. You had no idea who he was or what he looked like.
Nope.
One of the biggest actors
so
ever.
So this'll be fun.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, I bring to you my audition for Oscars hosts for 2025.
The Oscars.
It's a great start.
I don't even have my retainer in. There was no excuse for that. Look, I'm only here because I'm broke back mountain at the minute.
Ah, very good.
Consider this the new Terminator for Oscars hosts. Time for a lady. Sorry, bird. Tom Holland. We're here to take the reins. Welcome to the 97th Academy Awards. Ah, don't you all look lovely? Ah, Paul, were the GA shorts necessary? Stop that mescaling. Oh, hey, Zendaya. You've been benching Judi Dench? Nice hoop, Bradley Coop. Oh, Will Smith.
Nice hoop.
Oh, Will Smith, you're slapping. So, who's going to get the gongs tonight? Maybe Tom Hanks will be saying time. Perhaps Kate will Winslet. It could be the night for... It could be the night for Robert De Niro or Robert De Zero. Jacob is down there trembling. Is there glee ahead for Timothy?
Oh,
will
my
Tom
God.
Cruise it or Margot Robbie?
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's good.
Ah, Mamma Mia, forgive me. Sure, I'm just a big Legally Blonde. Enjoy your night and behave. We don't want anyone having to walk the line come tomorrow morning. Right.
These movies are so old.
Right. I'm going to bail like Christian.
Really, really modern, current. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Are we allowed VAR it? Because I just have one question.
Yeah, I messed up.
What was the bird Tom Holland line?
I was trying to make Lady Bird in there and say, oh, we have British people in the audience, we'll call the lady a bird instead.
Yeah, I thought you were making a Lady Bird reference, but I thought, what an obscure film.
Listen, Grant, did my best. Here we are.
Do you know what? There was actually some excellent pun making
there
in that.
There was,
my favourite being Tanks. Tom Hanks. Hilarious. Okay, right.
Well, over to Aisling. Aisling, I know, is a massive fan of the Oscars, watches every movie that is nominated for Oscars each year. So I'm excited to see what you got.
Well, it's tough to follow that, but here's my Oscars audition speech. Here we go. Hey, Oscars. What a night where we celebrate Hollywood's finest talent and Nicolas Cage. I'm your host, Aisling Bonner, and at 28 years old, I'm the joint youngest person to ever host the Oscars, but still too crusty for you, Leo DiCaprio, the dirty dog. Speaking of dogs, we have some famous ones in the crowd tonight. We've got Bluey, we've got Beethoven, and my favourite, Spaniel Day-Lewis. Hey, I'm from Ireland, meaning I'm going to talk about Paul Mescal now. He's nominated for two awards this year for his role in Gladiator, Best Actor, and also a new category, Best Upper Thighs, Abdomen, Neck and Arms. I hope he wins that one. How many of you checked out the portal on your side? Cowards. One of the big movies this year was Joker 2, starring Joaquin Phoenix. More like Joaquin Kleenex, if I'm right. You've got paint all over your face, man. Your lipstick's all smudged and you've snot in your hair. New Shrek movie out next year. Big mistake. Brat Summer is this summer, DreamWorks. Also, what else do you even make, DreamWorks? And no noms for Ben Affleck this year. No wife either.
Oh!
I really want to get slapped. Enjoy your goodie bags, folks, and have a great night.
Woo! I really want to get slapped.
I just want to get slapped, like Will Smith.
Okay, cool. Ah. Fantastic.
Listen, it could be any of us, really, I think. Well,
I think the phones are ringing off the hook.
You're on spin.
Here we go. Wake up in my bed, I just want to have a good day. This is Spin's Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling
in the morning.
Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Hi. How are we?
I have a bone to pick.
Uh-oh.
With the boss.
Oh,
go for it.
But it's not our boss, Nick, who we regularly refer to on the show.
Another boss.
It's Big Big Boss.
Oh.
Big Big Boss.
Be careful, Dave.
J-Dog.
It's J-Dog.
Be careful now. Go handy.
J-Dog. I'm pretty sure. No, actually, do you know what? It might not be him. But I'm like 99.9% certain it is
him. His name is James.
Yes.
He's been named and shamed. Regardless.
I have like a couple of little things on my desk. Like just like little fidget stuff. Like, I don't know, it could be stress balls mainly, right? I have had 3 stress balls in the past year. He has taken all of them.
Oh.
Are you serious?
He walks past, he's like, that one looks fun. And squeezes it and brings it into his office. I've walked past his office the other day and 3 of my squeeze balls are in there.
Are you for real?
And I'm like, I know it's him that took the third one, but I can't obviously say it's him that took the third one.
I'd say go to CCTV.
I have to. I think I should go to HR.
Yeah,
all the way to the top. Yeah,
producer Callum.
I have a confession.
No.
A few weeks ago, there's a guy who works in our video department called Chris.
This goes all the way to the top,
and he brought his dog in.
You did not throw Dave's stress balls for a
my
dog.
My red stress ball.
There was a dog just milling around and it was looking for something to do. And I was at a loose end and I was looking like, where can I find a ball? Where can I find a ball?
Well, I'll go to Dave's desk. There's surely a ball there.
I saw a nice red ball.
The red one!
On Dave's desk.
That's
and I threw
the one
it.
That he would use his hand with for his anxiety.
You threw for a ball for a dog.
Full of dog slobber.
Yeah, and then because it's a stress ball, the dog kept chewing it and chewing it and chewing it. And then I got really panicked because I thought the dog was going to swallow it. Because I could not see the ball for love nor money. Then the dog spat the ball out and then I kind of just put the ball not back on Dave's desk. I just think I just threw it in a press and never to be found again. But I didn't know it was going to cause this much of a problem.
I didn't know this. Okay, so I would like to apologise to the big boss, James, who has on the past occasion taken my stress balls because he's like, that one looks fun. And he'll just take them.
Yeah, you so now know you where to, one of them has gone.
It's not even hard. It's here in the room, the even issue. Throwing your stress balls for dogs.
I'd still always go straight to the top.
Yeah, I would. It's always the people you least expect.
It is.
This is ridiculous. I mean, talk about keep your friends close
and
get
your
enemies
closer.
Closer,
isn't that
wow.
It?
Wow.
Morning. I have a really basic problem that I'd love to get solved this morning.
Okay.
It's a problem with something in my fridge, okay? In my fridge stands a lunchbox full of soup currently.
Okay.
It's not edible anymore. It has been gone off for many days.
Gross.
But where do I put it, I ask? Do you put soup that you don't want to eat down the sink, in the bin, or elsewhere? 087-711-1038. You might roll your eyes, go,
no, sorry,
how's
I feel
this
like
girl?
You should have warned us if the show was going to take a turn so seriously.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you're taking it as seriously as me. I would love you to help me out with this, genuinely. 087-711-1038. Where do you put old soup? Down the sink, in the bin, or elsewhere?
Teacher, I have a question. What kind of soup is it?
Yeah, Emma. Okay, I'll tell you about the soup. So the soup came from a powdered packet.
Oh.
Which, now, I would disagree with, but was my boyfriend Alex soup. That's fine. That's neither here nor there. It was a vegetable soup. So coming from a powder, it's quite smooth.
Okay.
Yeah.
No chunks in this soup.
But also quite, after a few days, chalky.
Yes. Yeah. And this soup is starting to curdle because every day I look at it and go, where do I put you? I don't know where it goes, right? Down the drain seems like kind of a rational option because it's quite liquidy.
Yeah.
But I don't know, does that clog
congeal
the drains?
Yeah.
Then into the bin. I don't like putting liquids into the bin.
No, it's goopy.
That feels
wrong. If there's any kind of a tear and you have to put it out to the big black bin.
Exactly. And the bin, I don't get bins delivered or collected until a Friday. So obviously today it's not too bad, but I'm going to have to sit with soup in my bin for a whole day and a half. No, thank you. Okay, so in the bin, down the sink, or elsewhere. What do you guys think?
I'm straight away down the sink.
You're
and I know
straight
it's
away
probably
down the sink?
Not good. Hope
that's
my landlord's
so
not listening.
So bad.
What, down the sink?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
So bad.
I do think so too.
Is it though?
I don't know.
Yes, it is. You've got to put it in the bin.
Well, ew.
You've got to deal with it.
This is so unhelpful. I knew you guys would be on the opposite side.
But first thing, you got to eat the soup.
I can't do that anymore. It's curdling.
Yeah, but you should have done it when it was made.
There's a layer of scum on top of the soup.
A layer of scum.
Algae. So, okay, we got to send this out to the greater public because this room is useless.
The options again, sorry?
The options are, do you put old soup in the bin, down the sink, or elsewhere? I'm open to all options.
Bin.
087-711-1038. Your voice note's very welcome. We genuinely need this solved.
Okay.
It's important business.
Yeah.
It's helpful for all to know the definitive answer on
this. Okay, yeah, me too, because sometimes what I do is I pour it down the sink, then I boil the kettle and shovel the boiling water down it and just hope that it sorts all the problems that are probably imminent.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You just light a grenade and walk away, don't you?
Yes!
We're establishing something big on the show today. Where do you put old soup? In the bin, down the sink, or somewhere else. 087-711-1038 to get involved. I was telling you, I'm in a big predicament. I have a bowl of gone-off soup sitting in the fridge for the past week. Well, not week, but during the week. And every day I go, I must tackle you today. And I go, but I don't know what to do.
Gross.
I don't know where to put you. It's growing a layer of scum.
Ew.
I need your help to know where to dispose it.
I would say it's growing a layer of skin and not scum.
Potato, potato. Where do I put my soup?
Okay, Ashley was on.
Go outside and find a drain cover or, the one, the grates, the drain grates. You could just pour it in between the cracks in one of them. That's what I do.
Ooh.
Then you don't have to worry about it being down your drain. and you don't have to worry about it being in the bin. It's just outside.
Sorry, now that just sounds like awful stress.
Imagine everyone just like, you're going to scrape the plates. Yeah, where are you going? Closed at the front door. I'm going to scrape the soup.
Going out to the shore. God, I gave the options of sink or bin, and I just left in the or somewhere else as a bit of a test.
An option.
Yeah. I didn't think I'd actually get somewhere else.
What do you do with it, Sasha?
In the toilet.
In the toilet,
sorry?
Sasha?
In the toilet?
Yeah.
I've never heard the likes of this. Does it work? Efficient?
Well, yeah, like, I suppose, yeah, it's just, it's quick and easy.
And then you, what, do you flush immediately?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd
yeah.
imagine.
My mom always taught me to do this, so that's just how I
wow.
always
do it. Wow. Interesting.
That has to be just a you thing, Sasha, but fair play.
Thanks, Sasha.
Thank you, Sasha.
All right, bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. That's one for the books now.
That is really left to centre. All right, Kat is on as well. Kat, where do you put your soup? Down the drain? In the bin or where else?
Flush it down the toilet.
Oh my God, what's happening?
I feel like I'm being punked.
This is bizarre.
Are you serious? You're the second person
yeah,
to say that.
I mean, if there's any lumps or anything in it, it's quicker, like it's easier to flush it down the
so
toilet.
So you just, as soon as you're finished, you think you bring your bowl, right, that's it, done. Scrape the rest of it into the bin. Oh, hold
down
on, I've got to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Into the
chain and it's gone.
Oh listen, my God.
The toilet's probably used to a lot worse when you think about it.
This is so true.
It's better than clogging up your sink or, you know, throwing in your bin.
Do you know what? I'm kind of coming around to it now. I kind of understand where
I'm
you're coming from.
I just think the whole process of, you know, when you pick up your plates and you go and you scrape everything into the bin. All right, who's off the toilet with the soup? It's just mad.
I think if I saw soup in a toilet, I'd be like,
sorry. Thanks
hey,
so much.
It works.
Thanks so much, Kat.
No problem.
See you, Kat. Good luck.
Bye.
This is absolutely crazy.
I can't get over this.
I don't know if I'm brave enough to put it down the toilet.
I feel like Callum has like gotten a load of people just to mess with you.
yeah, I know. I feel
like that's so as bizarre as like someone coming on and saying, oh yeah, every bit of leftover soup, I just put it in a box and put it in the attic.
Yeah.
I just think that's it's just so weird. That's the soup room.
Yeah. Dermot was on as well.
Probably best place to put the soup would be down the loo. Throw it down the loo and then just flush. Be grand.
Oh, for God's sake, are you serious? Like, why did
I grow up in a like weird cult or something? How do I not know this?
We missed this. Camilla was on as well.
I usually pour my soup down the toilet.
What?
And flush it.
Are you
it's
for
the,
real?
It's the loop. Not the soup. The
is
loo.
Anyone saying anything else? Maria too.
If you can't put it in an outside bin, just pour it down the toilet. Down the toilet is grand.
This is mental.
No. My little brain is exploding.
I can honestly say on my heart I've never heard of this.
Never, ever.
My wildest dreams wow. did I expect the toilet to come through.
I've done some quick maths and I would say around 70-odd% of people messaging this morning have suggested toilet. A couple of people have said just leave it in the lunchbox and throw the lunchbox
yeah,
away.
Yeah, I was going to say that
but
too.
Then you are sacrificing a good Tupperware.
No, I wouldn't be at that now.
But I do have to say, I've witnessed this firsthand. My girlfriend Jess, if she's got some leftover cereal, like some really soggy,
a tricky one.
Soggy Cocoa Pops or Corn Flakes or whatever, in the toilet.
No! Yeah. What?
The toilet is the new bin.
Sorry, just put the milk in down the sink and then scoop out the rest of the
just
cereal.
Straight down the toilet.
What are people finding when they clean their loo? There's a bit of chicken breast. There's a Cocoa Pop.
No.
That's sick.
That's so bad.
I'm shocked by all of this, to be honest with you.
But I suppose, like, when you think about it, kind of makes sense. Worse goes in there.
I feel like enough people have said it that I'm getting convinced.
Maybe
should
we're
I do
the
it?
Weird ones.
Maybe we are the weird ones wasting our time doing scooping.
Do we have to just do a quick public service announcement to check thinkbeforeyouflush.org just in case that this might not be good for your system?
Yeah.
Don't come to us when your toilet's backed up saying Spin 1038 has said that you can put anything down the toilet.
Yeah, we'll do a bit of research here now in 2 minutes. This has been a morning of revelations. I came to you asking, where do I put my soup that I don't want to eat anymore, down the drain, in the bin, or somewhere else? And the majority of you have come back and said, without hesitation, flush it down the toilet.
I did not expect that to come through, and I feel like I've been living under a rock.
When the first person said it, I was like, that's a good one. Like, that's like, quite funny. Like, and then the second person said it, I was like, there's another one. Just
and then the 20th person said it. I was like, I can't believe
we're the weird
happening.
Ones. Yeah. We're the weird ones.
We did say we would do a little bit of research just to check thinkbeforeyouflush.org.
Is that a real site?
It is a real site.
You're probably the only person live on that site.
Oh,
this
producer
morning.
Callum has it bookmarked. and they say that you should only flush the three P's: pee, poo, and paper.
Peas, you can flush peas.
Pea yeah. soup.
So it's pea soup, you're fine.
If it's pea soup, perfect.
It's the Granny Quiz. Makeup, nails, and tears. Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Oh, it is Thursday, meaning the weekend is nearly here, and it's time for the girly quiz.
We're so excited.
Do you just get really buzzing at this time? Like,
absolutely.
That's so sad.
Girly quiz day is my favourite day of the week.
This is the game where we test Dave on all things girly, everything from hair to makeup to body bits to everything in between. We usually send our questions over to our boss, Nick, for him to do a little pre-game test.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, and I quote, "I'm completely banjaxed for all three of these questions this week."
Oh, no.
Yeah. He found them quite difficult. I think you're going to do well on the ones that he didn't.
Okay.
But we will see. You need to get all three questions right to win the week. You do have two lifelines. One is a Simplify 50-50 and the others are phone a female.
It is, and it's Kaylee standing by, and nice she's one. In for a nice treat today because the girly quiz is with Sculpted by Amy. Meet with a Sculpted by Amy expert makeup artist and find your perfect shade in their flagship store on Grafton Street.
It's a gorgeous shop. I love going into it. And today for Kaylee, whether she gets the question wrong or right, we have a Sculpted by Amy product bundle for her so you can have the summer of good skin.
Yeah, all but right. Still, she should really try and get it right for her own pride.
You do need to give an answer. Yes.
Of course. And just to say, the nature of the girly quiz, as Aisling said, is this can kind of go anywhere. So if there are young ears in the car, we urge you to keep your hand on the dial, listen out to where you think things might be going, just in case there's something said that you don't want your little ones to hear. All right, let's go. I think we're all right, though.
Definitely a safe week.
Yeah, definitely safe. Just hard. Dave, question number one. What is Dream Matte Mousse?
I know what matte is.
Oh, yeah?
Because what is it? You can paint a car in matte.
Mm. And what's it mean?
It's kind of like a very, very dark shade, but it's like a... But no, it doesn't have to be, I suppose. It's actually the texture of what it is. So, dark matte mousse, was that what it is? Mm.
Dream matte mousse.
Dream matte mousse. Dream matte.
The girlies of our generation, Emma, will know this one.
Absolutely.
100%.
I would say that it's some sort of concealer.
Okay.
That's what I would go with. I would say it's concealer. I'd imagine, yeah, maybe, yeah. Should I go with concealer? I think I should go with concealer.
You do have your Simplify option, if you want to use that in the first go.
Yeah, go on, let's simplify it.
Yeah, let's
simplify the option. Okay. Entering simplify.
Thank God.
What is Dream Matte Mousse, Dave? Is it A, foundation made by the makeup brand Maybelline, or is it B, a hair mousse used to retain curls?
Matte. That is a thing, isn't it? With like hair or something. Like you don't want the hair to matte. Is that a thing?
Oh, you don't want the hair to get matted.
Yeah, matted, yeah.
Matted.
I understand.
I'm gonna stick with my guns and say concealer. I feel like it was the first thing that came to my mind. It was Dream Matte Mousse. I know mousse is, but mousse you'd use in your hair. Damn it! No, I'm gonna change my answer. I'm gonna go with B. I'm gonna go with it's for the hair.
Final answer.
Final answer.
You are wrong.
No.
And you kept saying concealer, which I wouldn't have accepted either.
No.
Would you not? No.
You know what concealer is, Dave?
No.
Oh.
I will do that another week, so. The Dream Matte Mousse was a foundation made by makeup.
Foundation, that's the same thing as concealer, no?
When I was in school, I used to always go into my mum's makeup bag and rob a bit of her Dream Matte Mousse in the morning, shove it on, go.
It was most gals' like first makeup,
I think. It was, because you could just put it on with your fingers.
So really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You couldn't really mess it up.
No. And fair.
Because it was so thick.
Yeah. 100%.
Oh, good times. All right, Dave.
Fantastic.
There's really no point in doing this, but we'll continue on.
Yeah, we could end it now.
Question number two on the girly quiz. Which of these is not a brand of fake tan? Bellamianta.
You've done this before.
Donatella or Vita Liberata? We did it before with different brands.
You did do it before with different brands, and I have no idea. You got to give me them again.
Bellamianta.
Bellamianta is a tan.
Donatella.
I'm pretty sure a Ninja Turtle.
Or Vita Liberata.
Vita is feet. I think. Liberate your feet. Vita Liberata.
You do have Kaylee standing by if you need her.
Bellamianta. Okay, I think all I know is Bellamianta is a tan.
Okay.
Donatella, I'm pretty sure, is a Ninja Turtle. And Vita Liberata means liberate your feet, I'm pretty sure. And maybe like Greek or something.
So none of that being helpful.
No, it isn't at all. So I'm going to have to call in the troops. I'm going to have to call in Kaylee. Morning, Kaylee.
You there, Kaylee?
No.
She may not be. Okay. We don't have Kaylee. We've
lost Kaylee. Oh, dear. For the first time, her phone female falls at the first hurdle. Not her fault, obviously.
For the first time ever, I don't have a phone a female. It's not my fault.
You're going in bald.
Conan Raw.
Would you go? Lad, stop. Behave. All right. But we do a double. Give him the other simplify.
No.
All right. All right.
He's already got three options.
Fair.
Donatella Vita Liberate. 50-50. Not a tan. Is.
Oh.
Do we have her back?
We lost Kaylee due to technical issues, but she's just messaged her answer.
Oh, brilliant, Kaylee.
What a legend.
What has Kaylee answered?
Kaylee has said that my answer is Donatella.
Because that's a ninja turtle. Donatella, final answer.
Queen!
Yeah!
Well, that was a journey.
Kaylee battling her way to get that sculpted by Amy Bundle.
Okay, I got that bread and bundle. Don't worry, Kaylee.
Thanks,
sorted.
Kaylee. Cheers, babe.
Oh, my God.
That was a journey.
That was a journey. And do you know what? I was about to say final answer. Vita Liberate.
Yay! Excellent. Okay, listen, I know you're still out this week, but good vibes have returned. Dave, question number three, I think you're going to be all right with somehow. Name five female athletes representing Ireland in the Olympics this year.
Ah, for God's sake.
Five.
Mona McSharry, Kelly Harrington. That's it.
No, it's not.
That's all I know.
You do know more. You do know more. You'd be kicking yourself with at least two.
You've said Mona McSharry and you've said Kelly Harrington.
I don't know any
That's
runners.
Boxing and swimming.
I think
producer Callum is lipping something over to Dave for the first time.
Oh, Callum, be careful. You'll get the wrath of Ashley.
Sashida. Is that one?
Rashida.
Rashida Jones. No, that's an actress.
Rashida Adelecki.
Yeah, that one.
I'll give you that.
Okay, cool.
Because she's
that's
a legend.
That's three. We need two more. But
two more you need.
Two more is ridiculous. I'm trying to think of sports. He had Mona. He had Rashida. I've no idea, man. Like, at all.
Well, you just hate women's sports, isn't it?
That's more than the males ones that I could answer. I could name Michael Whiffen, and that's it.
His name is not Michael.
Daniel. Daniel? What's his name? Daniel. Yeah,
Daniel.
He's the only male
he's
one.
He's a man. We're talking about women.
Yeah, he's the only male one I can name. I can name three females, and one of them.
You're missing such a sitter.
Am I?
Yeah.
Sonia O'Sullivan. Katie Taylor.
We did say this here.
I'm going to give you 15 seconds.
Katie McCabe. Simone Biles.
American
Coco Gauff.
Yeah. You've got about 5 seconds left.
I don't know the answer.
All right, wrong.
Five is ridiculous. That's not on. Five is ridiculous.
Look, I'm not going to name them all because there's like 50 odd. But you're missing Leona Maguire, golfer.
No.
Leona Maguire,
even I know that.
No. Golf been on? No,
you know Shane Lowry, don't you?
I've heard of him, yeah.
People will be fuming that you don't know Leona Maguire.
Sorry to Leona, but
Ashling's hanging him out to dry.
Has the golf been on? No, it hasn't.
But it has in the past. She won the Solheim Cup.
I hate you.
No, you hate golf.
No, I hate women, apparently.
It's the girly quiz.
With Sculpted by Amy.
Let the summer of good skin begin.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzed.
I feel like I put up with a lot on the girly quiz on a weekly basis. I get asked questions, 3 questions every single week. I got to win them all.
You got girls on Hinge going, are you the fella from the girly quiz?
And I get no prize whatsoever. No.
This is true.
I get absolutely no prize. I just get bullied.
Yeah.
This week.
That's fair.
Was the final straw.
to say
this
no.
was it.
He's been silent for the last 5 minutes.
He's not talking to us.
Fuming. That last question, name 5 female athletes at the Olympics.
Representing Ireland.
Representing Ireland as well.
Your country.
I could have gotten 5 in total for all countries, which I bet not many people in this building could have done.
Yeah, fair.
And I get berated for not knowing the golfer's name.
Leona Maguire.
That one. Leona Maguire.
Yeah.
So what I would like to do is flip it around to you. I would like you to name 5 men representing Ireland at the Olympics.
No, sorry, this is actually the girly...
The manly quiz.
No,
my prize.
Oh, he is mad.
Oh, like to
he's
say...
He's mad as hell.
He hasn't spoken to us since the girly
five
quiz.
5 male athletes at the Olympics representing
Daniel
Ireland.
Daniel Whittle.
Whiffen.
Whiffen.
Emma Whiffen.
Thank you.
Will you even be able to verify these?
Yes.
Okay, I know Shane Lowry.
Well done.
Sean McGrath.
You're just making up names.
I'll give you another one.
Sean O'Donovan. Paula Donovan.
Yeah, very good.
I'll give her Paula Donovan.
His friend.
His friend. I'll give you his friend. No, I'm not giving
Fintan
you his friend.
Fintan McCarthy.
Yes!
I think.
Joe O'Shea. There's surely a Joe O'Shea in there, is there, Colin?
I know one more.
Go on.
Rory McIlroy. The golfer.
I don't think he's at the Olympics. Is he at the Olympics?
He is. And he's wearing the Ireland shirt.
Is that five?
Four.
That is five. Daniel Whiffen, Paul O'Donovan, Shane Lowry.
Technically, there's two of them, so it should be ten.
Ah, shut up. Yeah.
You'll be here all day if you need it.
Are you feeling better? No, you're feeling worse.
No, you got it right, so I hate everything.
Okay, cool. Can we start talking again?
We'll be back after nine.
Yeah.
Give me to the next girly quiz.
I'll get him some break here.
Emma, Dave and Ashley.
This is Spins Fully Charged. Hiya, welcome to Thursday.
What's going on?
Something happened to me during the night, and when I woke up, I was like, was that a dream? No, it was real. So I woke up and it was about 1 o'clock in the morning. No, maybe 12:30. My boyfriend Alex was coming in. He'd been out at a pinball night.
Yeah.
What's new?
Standard.
And when he came in, he was kind of like whispering to someone, and I thought he was after bringing like one of the lads in to use the toilet or something. But I was like, oh, what's going on? But he was like talking like really like, I was like, what the hell is going on?
He has brought a girl back. What?
He's walked into the bedroom carrying a cat. And the cat, if you know this show and listen to the show a lot, was not Mr. Plops.
Oh.
Which is the cat that we normally have coming to our apartment every day.
But despite the name, actually a girl cat.
It is a girl cat,
Long story.
So Mr. Plops comes to our apartment every single day. She is owned by a restaurant on the street. This cat was not Mr. Plops. This cat was Mr. Plops' sister, Midnight.
No.
And Midnight was obviously out on the street. I was like, what are you doing? He's like,
it's Midnight.
I was like, why have you got Midnight? He's like, she was out in the street. I was like, yeah, she's always out in the street. He's like, I just wanted to bring her back.
And
he just put her straight out on our balcony for her to like go off and on again.
Yeah.
I leave for work this morning, right? Now, luckily we're in a building, so we're not like right out in the street. Keys, still in the door. Sure, he's holding the cat.
Oh my God, of course.
And there was something else on the ground that he owned, like a bag or something.
Oh my God.
You just dropped everything for this cat.
On the outside?
On the outside, yeah.
Oh my God.
Now, luckily, as I said, it's just a building with not that many other residents who we kind of know.
Yeah.
But yeah, hilarious.
That's insane.
What a wild night.
Are you going to be, he needs a bit of a talking to.
A few words.
Yeah.
A few words.
I'd say, Alex, if you're listening now, she'll be well ready for you.
Ash hates conversation, so this is her telling him.
Yeah, this is the worst he's going to get.
You got it on air and then say, hey, babe, how you doing?
Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hiya, welcome to Thursday.
What's going on?
Something happened to me during the night, and when I woke up, I was like, was that a dream? No, it was real. So I woke up and it was about 1 o'clock in the morning. No, maybe 12:30. My boyfriend Alex was coming in. He'd been out at a pinball night.
Yeah.
What's new?
Standard.
And when he came in, he was kind of like whispering to someone, and I thought he was after bringing like one of the lads in to use the toilet or something. But I was like, oh, what's going on? But he was like talking like really like, I was like, what the hell is going on?
He has brought a girl back. What?
He's walked into the bedroom carrying a cat. And the cat, if you know this show and listen to the show a lot, was not Mr. Plops.
Oh.
Which is the cat that we normally have coming to our apartment every day.
But despite the name, actually a girl cat.
It is a girl cat,
Long story.
So Mr. Plops comes to our apartment every single day. She is owned by a restaurant on the street. This cat was not Mr. Plops. This cat was Mr. Plops' sister, Midnight.
No.
And Midnight was obviously out on the street. I was like, what are you doing? He's like,
it's Midnight.
I was like, why have you got Midnight? He's like, she was out in the street. I was like, yeah, she's always out in the street. He's like, I just wanted to bring her back. And he just put her straight out on our balcony for her to like go off and on again. I leave for work this morning, right? Now, luckily, we're in a building, so we're not like right out in the street. Keys still in the door. Sure, he's holding the cat.
Oh my God, of course.
And there was something else on the ground that he owned, like a bag or something.
Oh my God.
You just dropped everything for this cat.
On the outside?
On the outside, yeah.
Oh my God.
Now, luckily, as I said, it's just a building with not that many other residents who we kind of know.
Yeah.
But yeah, hilarious.
That's insane.
What a wild night.
Are you going to be, he needs a bit of a tongue tap.
A few words.
Yeah.
A few words.
I'd say, Alex, if you're listening now, she'll be well ready for you.
Ash hates conversation, so this is her telling him.
Yeah, this is the worst he's going to get.
You got it on air and then say, hey, babe, how are you doing? Yeah. We're going to talk politics for a sec, but not in the boring way that you think. I think a lot of us...
boring.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's necessarily boring at the moment because there's so much to observe in what's going on across the way over in America.
Yeah.
Obviously, with Kamala Harris versus Trump, it's really nail-biting stuff at the moment, and the election happening in November. Kind of lousy on her in a way that she came into it so late to the game, and how she...
Yeah, that was her fault.
I mean, lousy on her, like it was
on her behalf, yeah.
On her behalf, should I say, yeah. I mean, she doesn't have a huge amount of time to make as much of an impact.
No.
So, I don't know, obviously this is me just saying this. Is she clutching at straws, or is she just embracing the support that's coming through from pop culture, from the online world, from TikTok, etc.? And she very much has been doing just that. She had a rally the other day, and Megan Thee Stallion was performing at the rally, which was so cool.
What's up, honey? This is your girl, Megan Thee Stallion, aka the Hot Girl Coach, reporting live with the future president of the United States. What do you have to say to the American people?
We are not going back.
She did not do that.
Yes, she did.
Can you imagine Simon Harris going,
No, I think that was Megan doing that.
That was Megan.
Oh, right.
Oh my God, yeah. Kamala,
I thought it was
that.
Kamala. That's amazing.
I would
amazing.
Actually fly to America, get a passport, and vote for her myself.
If she did that. Yeah. She probably will in time. Megan also performed. So look, all really cool. Obviously, the other thing we've mentioned here on the show is obviously the phenomenon that is Brat Summer, which is a Charlie XCX album, and the online world is going mad for this. This is a huge kind of cultural thing this summer. Instead of Hot Girl Summer, it's very much Brat Summer.
Yeah.
Essentially, the sentiment of Brat Summer is do whatever the hell you want and just have fun and have a good summer. And
look hot while doing it.
And don't worry about being prim and proper. Just enjoy yourself.
And don't wear a bra.
And she kind of got an unofficial endorsement from Charlie XCX saying Kamala is brat. And she has hooked onto this, what her PR team have essentially, and like all
I'd say Harris hasn't a clue what that
no,
means.
No, I don't know.
Not a clue.
Yeah. But anyway, she's doing all of this. She's doing the most. A lot of the videos about her on TikTok are being dubbed over with the Phenomenon and On song from Chapel Roan. Final hard to say.
Damn
that.
I messed it up too.
Feminine on and on.
Yeah, there you go. Well done, Dave.
Thank you.
Well done. It sounds like this. This is kind of the thing where people are obviously... I think everyone's very excited about the potential of a female president, of a black female president. It's all just... If she does this, I will literally scream for joy. I just think it's so fascinating to watch. But I do think with her running out of time and the fact that she is kind of honing in on these online trends and these celebrities and these singers, she could kind of up her game a little bit, I think.
Okay.
So if any of her marketing team are listening this morning, here is what I suggest. I think she needs to do a thing outside the White House where she calls it Barbie's house, not Ken's.
Okay.
Very good.
Be a good start. A little bit out
that's
of
very good.
The Barbie Dream House.
Yeah, the Barbie Dream House. I obviously mentioned it's the Brat thing and the Megan Thee Stallion influence at the moment. We need to get Kamala into Adidas Gazelles pronto.
Yes.
How, I'd imagine she surely has a pair.
But she needs to wear them when she's out doing her rallies. Get out of that suit. Get into your Gazelles.
Yeah, the colourful ones as well.
I was thinking the pink ones maybe would be a good look for her. I don't know how she'd feel about this, but I reckon she needs to get a mullet.
They are trendy.
It's very in with the Gen Zs at the moment.
Yeah.
I think she needs to ditch the suit, pants, go for baggy jeans with the blazer over it.
Cargo pants.
The Gen Zs love that. I don't think it'd be any harm for her to get herself a few friendship bracelets either.
Yes.
You know, we're not going back on a Taylor Swift friendship bracelet. And I also feel that Snoop Dogg is another phenomenon, as he's the unofficial correspondent at the Olympic Games at the moment. And if you just search Snoop Dogg at the Olympics on Twitter, you will have fun. He's having a great time.
Yeah.
And I think that she needs to fly to Paris and just stick over on a few games and give it a bit of this.
Oh, he's up on the top of the hurdle. You can do that?
That was a cold trick right there. I like that one. He went off the tippy top.
Absolutely, Snoop. That's what you want to do.
Absolutely, Snoop.
She could just do that bit.
Imagine being able to call Snoop Dogg by his first name. Absolutely, Snoop.
So they're just some suggestions. I have anything to add for the...
I want to see her doing a couple of TikTok trends. I want to see her do the BB No Money trend. You know that one where it's like, I-T-B-O-Y. BBNO dollar sign. That's me. That's right. I want to see that. And I just want to see her do a little, I don't know, a few TikTok dances or something like that. Actually, I don't actually care. I just want her to debate him. That's all I want her to do.
Okay, fair enough.
In actual fact, but that's all I want.
And it doesn't look like we're going to get that. I'd like her to go back to the vintage, some of the vintage online trends. Maybe do the cinnamon challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Ice bucket challenge.
As if she's just discovering them.
Yeah.
Guys, I heard about this ice bucket challenge. Someone nominated.
I think it'll be endearing.
In 2015. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But certainly, I don't know. I'm glued to it at the moment, seeing what's going on.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
I was telling you the other day I went to Vico Baths on Tuesday for a swim.
Yeah.
Have to recommend it as a gorgeous spot.
Little not well known spot, the Vico Bath.
I know, but I do think some people don't really know like their swimming spots very well. It's about a 20 minute walk from Dalkey Dart Station and it feels like you're in Sorrento or somewhere in Italy.
It is beautiful.
It is fabulous. Yeah. And whenever I go to Vico in particular, there's almost always one person there in the nip.
Okay.
And I have heard, I think I was told years ago, whatever, that Vico was like a naturist spot. So like for nude bathing, whatever, before. And
is
I think
that what naturists is?
Naturists,
like for people who just like being naked, is it?
So is naturist and a nudist the same thing?
Yeah, I think naturist is the term that they like use for themselves or whatever. So there was a fella there and he was swimming nude, he was sunbathing nude, and he was getting like quite approval from everybody there. People were like, fair play. Heard a few people go, geez, fair play.
Yeah.
Fair play.
Okay. Take a lot of balls to do that, like.
Pun. I'm not even going to go there, but okay. Absolutely. Yeah. It is brave. And I think if that's what it used to be for, and if that's where you comfortably did that now, just because there's loads more people there, you should still do it. Absolutely.
I don't think they care at all, yeah.
No.
Go for your life.
Brilliant. So I did a bit of Googling to see like, ooh, is there other secret nudie spots in Dublin that I didn't realise?
This is the thing, because you go on holidays a lot and you're like, oh, this is apparently a nudist beach, and you're like, oh, right. Grand, but like I'm not gonna go there.
No, and I kind of think it's bad etiquette to be in clothes in a nudist beach.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
I think you're kind of supposed to like either get involved or get lost.
Okay. But, like I've never heard of them in Ireland before.
Yeah, so I did a bit of Googling and I found a Naturist Association of Ireland page.
No way,
webpage. Yeah, it's like a community and you have to join, be a member and all the rest. They say naturism is a wholesome activity which promotes body confidence and harmony with nature through social nudity in a non-sexual environment. It has proven mental and physical benefits such as body acceptance regardless of size, shape or age.
That sounds very positive.
They've got great confidence.
It must be awful cold.
That's a great
point.
Cold. Yeah, frozen.
And they don't really cover that issue on the web page.
They should.
Yeah, I think it would be one that would come up. But they have an events section on their web page. And I hope it's not bad that I'm saying these events. I'm actually just like interested to see what they do.
Yeah.
So there's obviously loads of swims all over. All the way up to December they have swims scheduled. Okay. So that's like no wetsuits.
God,
like,
imagine that.
That's intense.
Oh, that is intense.
Especially for the boils.
Yeah, oh my God.
Not much of a boil on that, I'm here.
No. No. Going right back up.
But there's also loads of interesting other events. Every week in a beach in Galway, they do a beach clean.
Oh, that's cool.
Nude. That's offending.
I love the way we're talking about like a nudist community, and Ashton tells us what they do, and then she goes, nude.
Just to confirm, they are nude.
So yes. they watch the TV. Nude.
If you thought that was a lot of bending, there's a group called Cork Nude Yoga.
Class.
Oh, that's cool.
Even more bending.
God, I don't know if I'd be doing the backwards dog now with all the bits hanging out.
It's so brave. Yeah. I actually admire these people so much.
I wonder what it's like the first time you do it. Is it a little bit like going to the gym? And you know when you go to the gym for the first time and you're doing weights and everyone around you looks like they're just know what they're... And you're going oh God, this is so embarrassing. But actually, no one's actually looking at you.
No one cares.
That's what people always say about the gyms. Like, no one cares about
you. No one cares about
you. Looking at themselves,
I'd say it's very liberating. There's a virtual pub night that they do on Zoom on the first Friday of every month, and it says clothes optional, camera mandatory.
Stop.
That's hilarious.
Shouldn't it be the other way around?
I know. Surely there's a pub who'd host them.
That's funny because I'm pretty sure our Zoom meetings in work are the opposite of that.
Clothes manager.
Clothes manager, very camera optional.
Yeah, they're flipping it on its head. There's a nude hike in the Burn this Sunday.
Ah, come here. You surely have shoes on.
I don't know. I think that'd be going against the whole...
I do a brisk walk and I need a sports bra these days. Like, never mind.
Where is the Burren?
The Burren's in Clare and it's basically all rock. I was actually there at the weekend. Yeah.
Does nude count if you have shoes on?
I'd say it does.
We'll have to ask them. They had an email. I'll suss it out. Okay. And then the last one that I found that sounds like the absolute worst thing to do when you're in the nip, but fair play, naked axe throwing.
No. Oh, God, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, that's...
Now, I don't know really what a T-shirt is going to do to protect you from an axe at the end of the day.
It just makes you feel so much more vulnerable.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
But also, really interesting.
A fascinating little corner of the community.
So with that in mind, we have organised a... Yeah.
I was about to say, have you joined?
And you're going to meet them and you're going to do the yoga on Friday
tear
morning.
Tear it all off. All right.
And you're going to report back and tell us how you got on.
Recharged.
Right now we are playing One Foot in the Rave, where we play you a tiny little snippet of a dance tune, and if you guess it within that tiny little snippet of seconds, you will win 10 IMC Cinema passes. This was won yesterday on 0.6, which means we gave away 6 IMC Cinema passes. We start a brand new round today. 10 IMC Cinema passes up for grabs, but the clip is 0.2 seconds long. It sounds like this. And that's all you're getting.
It's very hard.
I'm the only one who knows. And again, I totally know that feeling of like, now I'm like, it's so obvious. What's
can you
wrong
hear
with
it?
Everyone? I can.
Can you do it one more time?
Okay.
No.
Dara, hello.
Hey, how are things?
Good. What are you up to this morning, Dara?
Just out in work here at the minute.
What do you do?
Fiddle arms and CCTV.
Oh, very good.
You know where all the good stuff is. You ever have a little...
Like
can you patch into people's CCTV remotely and have a little goo?
No, sure, you'd never do
no.
that.
No, it's not.
GDPR, isn't that right, Dara?
All right, let's see. Yes, we're trying to identify this dance song, Dara. We'd love to sort you with 10 IMC Cinema passes. Here's the clip. Any ideas?
Well, I was guessing Operation Blade, Public Domain. But
can't
public
say
domain.
I'm not saying familiar. It's this one.
Yeah.
That is insanely heavy.
I'm afraid to say, and I really am afraid to say, it's not. That's a tune.
That song sounds like everything. You could play like any clip of anything, and you could just say it's that.
Yeah. I think in that case, it was a pretty good guess.
Thanks, Dara.
Right, no bother.
See you, Dara. Have a good day.
Have a good one. Talk to you.
Bye-bye. Gillian's also standing by. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey,
good.
Gillian.
Any crack this morning?
Hi. No, nothing at all. Nope.
Just chilling.
Just coming back from drop-offs.
Oh, very good.
Trying to figure out what the hell
the
song is.
What are the drop-offs, Gillian, if they're all on summer break?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's actually a hair appointment, so much more important than school or college.
Oh,
very nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's try and get you 10 IMC Cinema passes. Here's the clip you're trying to figure out what song it's from. And what do you think that song is?
Kanye West, Bound 2.
Bound 2.
By Kanye, new album out from him on Friday, actually.
Sir.
I'm afraid it's not.
Dang it.
Good guess, though, Gillian. Thank you for ruling it out.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
I reckon when I play this next clip, which is 0.4 of a second, you're both in the room and potentially you listening are going to know it, okay?
That's
okay.
Big statement.
I think it gets pretty identifiable pretty quickly. Here's the thing, because we've so much on every Friday show and Monday's a bank holiday, we won't play this again till Tuesday. So if you think you know it, hold on to your guess, get on to us early Tuesday. And if you're like, I think I know, sure, listen back to our podcast, Fully Charged Recharge, across the weekend.
Yep.
8 IMC Cinema passes could be in your back pocket on Tuesday morning, okay?
Play the clip. I cannot wait. I'm gonna know this. I'm gonna know it. I just know I am.
Oh, there you go.
No. Yeah, you still don't know.
No, I don't.
Okay, here we go.
I don't have a clue.
Here we go, Dave. Because I think that he's nearly there.
It's so familiar.
Everybody in love, gonna put your hands up.
I think you're throwing people, Aisling. We did say it's a dance song.
You're in heaven.
I would dance to JLS any day of the week.
One more time.
Someone's getting that.
Someone I've no doubt is going to grab that on Tuesday. I think it's a fairly okay one by the standards that we've done before.
I think so.
We never addressed the Backstreet Boy in the studio this morning.
Oh. Yes, hello. Justin Timberlake has made an appearance. I got the blonde back in just for the crack.
It's lovely on you, actually.
I was like, it's a little bit like couple months left or a couple of weeks left of summer, so why not get the blonde back?
Too
in.
Right.
Yeah, because I got it in about 3 months ago, 2 months ago.
It lasted really well.
It did, to be fair, yeah. Didn't it? I have to say, I have to give it to her. So yeah, I'm happy out and I'm getting a cut today as well, so it won't be as blonde tomorrow.
Very okay. Natural looking.
No, it does look really natural. Go stalk his Instagram, Mr. David Hammond. He looks well. Have you even got a picture of it up yet?
No.
Do that.
Do that right now.
Come on. Okay. Everyone's to see. Go on,
just
quick.
One picture
take
of
take an amazing selfie right now.
Quick.
Okay, they're done. That's a terrible photo.
Go look at his Instagram and send him loads of love hearts. Give him a heart to him on the girly quiz this morning.
This is really, really bad.
This is Spin. I'm off to the doctor. Quick question around the room. If you've got a few things going on, what's the cutoff?
That's just
going
to guess why. Quick around the room, guess why.
Where to begin, huh?
If you have like a few things, what's your level of, okay, I've taken the mick now in terms of
I say
how
it
much
all at once.
Do you?
I go, oh, so my foot's are along with my elbow and my head and ear. That's so weird, isn't it?
So strange.
I say throw it all at them. You've paid your 65 quid or whatever it is.
It's ridiculous.
There's a sign in my doctor saying three or more. It's an
I think
extra
the receptionist
fee.
Put that up though. I don't think the doctors care at all.
Really? So, yeah, I think if you leave the last one to the very end and go, I'm so sorry, but this one thing is really stressing me out.
You gotta get value for
I'm just a baby.
I'm just a baby.
I'm so small.
Michaela is on the way, kicking off 10 spin hits in a row. And if you want to win 40 grand, she'll give you those details next time.
Good luck.
See you tomorrow. See you.